on daf and sechta with the daf lama dal to begin with beis gim tesmata because the gemara achta the toyoi. Say after 12 months that's permitted. So what is that? Rashi said it's a flask from thick leather. So it says kach goris baruch. It's bechav. Not like the way Rashi says after it's achta toyoi. Upirish another which mevin kemach. They bring flour, basavim, and herbs, or basavim and spices. V'shoyin les bechalav and they soak it in milk and mezalv and yain love and they spray wine on it. That's what this thing is. Now, Rabin Tam Goras, Rabin Chanal Goras is Avta, like the gears that we have. And, or actually somebody in the gears says, what is it? Avtach, Lashon Avatiach. Avatiach is Perish Delas. It's a gourd, that's chalud, that's hollowed out. Masimim Bayayin, they put wine in it. So it says, Ve'ein in there, that does not seem to be correct. First of all, we don't find any vessel, Shalei, need to be Ilchah, that shouldn't be permitted with pouring hot water over it. With spilling out water, or like we said, three times. Avatiach, melon, and gourds are not the same exact thing, so that wouldn't make sense. Next test, the word, the Gemara, Murius Umen. Murius Umen, the fish sauce of a professional, that's permitted. I bought the pleager, maybe Rabban Masnitin, the Murius. I, they do disagree with Inyas, I know regarding the prohibition, there's benefit to it or not. Hanim Shabalibatim, that's regular homeowners where we concern they put in wine, but not by your Umen. Well, you know, I mean, another person could say, "Mariachem pam rishon b'sheni." We're talking about after the first two times, the kol hashum. Then we say in the Gemara that then the fat is weakened. But lama pecham, and then they put in wine, borash lichin. That's the third time, and it's recognizable. But who marries the kamon? I think Gemara brings later on regarding the fish sauce, the osaba arba that came in the boat. Shal umen habe, that was of a professional. But he nicker as different gersoys over here. What exactly? The words of Tosis, and it was not recognizable because it was the first and second time. It's not clear exactly what Tosis is saying, but we know Tosis is bothered by this idea that, wait a second, what do you have to have a shemir for if it's from a woman? So that's saying that no, that was not recognizable. That's why the Bach takes out the words lafi. It wasn't recognizable, maybe it was the third time, and therefore, you would have to have it protected, because even by Uman, they might be putting in some wine. It says, if you say Roiv, it could mute. So, then, that's why we needed Roiv, because then you'll have a mute at that. So, this statement is a wonder, because even when there is a majority of the calves, why is it at least a miut that Rameh is chayshish for? Am I loy chazrin la miut to the miut? Why is it not considered a minority of the minority? Why? Because not only do you have the majority of the animals that they're not slaughtered for avodah zarah, you also have the presumption of this item that it's presumed permitted until we know otherwise. You have most animals that are not slaughtered for idolatry. And these calves themselves, we should establish them in the previous status of permissibility. That the stomachs were presumably permitted, that they were not for idolatry before that it was slaughtered. Because if the woman who her husband died without any children had a mother-in-law in the cheshes, she doesn't have to be concerned that when she left out of town that maybe she had a baby boy. Because the cheshvin la we consider as a minority, because the ikar reiv l'shog. First of all, you have majority that she could go to marry whoever she wants. So any bechazaka l'shog, and then you also have a chazaka that she was mutter until we know otherwise. So we see it as miyut to the miyut. To be somebody, you say is the shani halacha. Now here it's different because l'achas shchita. We're talking about after the slaughtering isla chazaka. Then there's no more chazaka anymore. Because halach kebers amzal b'neinu. These stomachs that we're seeing over here, l'achas shchita is after we're slaughtered. That's specific of eskacham kaimi. That is inherently in a doubt of idolatry. And hasanami zimn in the chayshi. And there are actually in the Gemara Yevamos there also some disconcerting. You're going biyotz malaya like when she left pregnant. Shem dekareyisa because there's a flaw she yotz mubedas when she went out pregnant. And then we actually are chayish, but for a little bit sure. Even going to be sure to like chayish, hasam is not concerned over there. Aser hacha, here would say it's forbidden because the hasam means from badoich alisa. There is no definite prohibition. I feel like she had some even if she went pregnant because definitely she peeled. Maybe she miscarried. Avakan lebehi kimin shemina kibas asuras. Since the minority of the stomachs are forbidden, yesh can chashash miyut alisa. Then there is a concern of a minority of Isra, and therefore it's not considered a miyut. The miyut is considered just a miyut, and Remei would say it's problematic. Next says master begin the words Gemara bechinish chana was kechav ma'ayhava. Who cares if it was slaughtered by idolatry? You're the one who permits when it was slaughtered with the intention of spraying the blood for idolatry. Which Tais says, it's a wonder. My rai hizu. What type of proof? What was the another? What was the Gemara's havam? What are they proving from Rish Lakish on halacha? Here he didn't mention nishchat lizrik that was slaughtered to spray al nishchat nistam. They were slaughtered for idolatry. The mashmash ebed v'zvicha that he's actually worshiping with the slaughtering itself. Yeshem says you could say is now the chalik is chatas because generally the primary slaughtering in elitzer dam b'chalav is for the purpose of the milk and the fat for the blood and the fats, and then v'lahutz l'chavarish, you didn't have to explain that, and that's what presumably it means. This is what the Gemara says. The Chulam Tesam Beizgah behind the Tayoi, these Arabs the Asu l'Kalatzakonya Yav Dichri b'chulu Amr, they said dama b'tavla didan. Oh, the blood and the fats are for us because that goes to the idol. Shemachim Esik, and that's actually why the Gemara comes up. Gemara Zvicha, that it's in the end of the slaughtering. V'lo kamei b'zvicha asma, because that's when the worshiping is for idolatry, because that's the time closest for the spraying of the blood, which is generally what it's done for. He says it's permitted. It's not a problem. Pesach Gon Rashi explains af b'achila, even to eat. Now, when it's okay, so because you can't be mechashem avoid levoida, fine. But avag of the levoida kechavim who? But what do you mean? Don't you have the problem that this person is a renegade for idolatry, and that itself should make that the shechita should not be kasher? The gimel din mumahin. There's actually three types of halachas of mumah. Yes, shechadas meteres abachila. There are those that are permitted even to eat. V'yesh ba'no levada. There are only that are permitted to benefit. V'yesh asur ba'apana. Those are forbidden even to have. Benefit. So it's not a contradiction, because it's going to depend which category this is in. So the fact that we have a case of a mumer that's problematic, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. Because if someone's slaughtering the first time, you're allowed to even eat from a shechita. And a mumer that did it more than once, you can't eat it, but mutar b'hanah. The priest, that's more connected, that's forbidden b'hanah, so this could be from the first time. This does not at the beginning with the words of the Gemara, which actually belongs to the mission of Chavtes and Mabez. Oh, the problem is that Beshua said to Bishmal that the cheese of the non-Jews is forbidden because they curdled them in the stomachs of the calves that were slaughtered for idolatry. So it says, near it seemed to Beshua, his whole intention was just to push him away. As we see, he didn't really want to answer him. Because this is all based on the concern of a minority. He's not concerned of a minority. Which I already brought before. Who is concerned with the minority? He himself doesn't say is forbidden enough. Only the trees of based on Nike. Other places consider as a minority. So this is obviously not really a valid answer. It's just like trying to push him away and tell him like, oh no, that's not a good pshat. Next says master begin with the words. Also there in the Mishnah, he shia or her seer, that depends on taste of pshat. Either it means lashon masiya eitza, to be honest, if he gave him advice, or vestigasi his shia with a shin, but the farish hitu, to be honest, misleading lashon hishiani, that the snake misled me. Next test, master, that begin with the words also there in the Mishnah, shechavei mechir chalav, where the other pasuk proves l'reich shemanecha b'chulu, which some mechasev dekora is really relying on the end of the pasuk, which is akena lomas avbucha, which is obvious that that's going to be Lashon Zachar and not for in the cave. And therefore the pasuk is referring to Hashem, not to us. It's flesh is forbidden. We dashed on something else from the word Basari. Avagav, the Avde came Basar B'shacht, even though he made it like meat and he slaughtered it. So you see, that's what we need the Basari for. So it's like, you can learn both of them with the word Basari, that only the Basari is forbidden, and also this halacha of Baba Kama. This is not the beginning of the Mugha. Amar Rabbi says, Tabar Tininu. Actually, learned both these halachas in the halach of our Mishnah, which Tais points out, Nira Ritzim, the high have a Pirushai. This is actually explained in Benichusa calmly. Not like Tabar Tininu. We learned them both already. Because sometimes we say, but Medaloi Kimishani Aleha, Rav, Krav Asvara, and the fact that the we didn't. That Rav doesn't say where do we learn it out from, so that you have a pasuk in the Svar Kamash Malan that okay, it's not a question,
It's the Gemara just saying, Ibai Seima. But it's not like there's any questions on Rav, like he had to answer this as a question. And Bikahabra Tarvayutininu Batamid, there are many Tarvayutininu that we have in the Gemara, the Hilik Shapir, Afilabatamiya, that works even as a question. Something said as a question, something it says as like just, oh, we learned this. Yeah, you're right. Tis continues, which belongs enough next daf from Haman Aleph. Yeshvam Shirim Zim HaMishnah. There are texts that hint the Mishnah Hesila Dava Achar, that the Gemara marks over here the words of the Mishnah. If Yeshua did not respond to Bishmal, why did she forbid him? Just let him somewhere else. And when then the Parak, and then the Gemara asks, Avalahadle, why didn't he respond? Mishum the less lesser beine. Oh, because the prohibition is not visible. The Amoris Rabbanim, because you find the fish toast according to Rabban Lo'os Bano, it's not forbidden for any pleasure. Shum the less lesser beine, because it's not visible. Shana the Gemara answers, Acho over here, given the ukum kumukum, since it's actually creating it, command the east lesser beine. It's like as if it's visible. Ben Chanan, his girsa beferushav. He actually mentions this girsa in his interpretation that it's specifically after this that the Gemara asks its question, why didn't he answer him? Why is he misleading him? Well, why didn't he answer him? Because it's not visible, and that's what the Gemara answers. Oh, because it actually is considered as if it's visible.